Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Karthik Bharathi talking about extensibility in Power Apps.
That's right.
How's it going?
Great, doing great. Power Apps and Flow and CDS, Common Data Services, just G8. So we are super excited.
Yeah.
And I'm here to talk about extensibility in particular on how you can plug in Azure functions, custom APIs, and build richer apps.
Yeah, last time you were here, and people can check those videos out, you built an app in minutes. And
yes.
I think you're going to do it again.
Yes, I would love to do it.
All right, let's see what you got.
So here's my screen. I'm starting off with a blank app. It's a phone app, so I've got a smaller layout.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just dragging and dropping existing controls and building an app, I want to connect to APIs that are already available.
Mm.
Now, here's a cool API that Microsoft releases, Cognitive Services API.
Right.
It has a bunch of stuff, and the one that I find it interesting is the face API.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually do detections, do a gender, age sort of a thing, and Sirosh did this demo, and it went really viral. I was thinking, hey, how long would it take to actually build that app using Power Apps? So I gave it a shot. So what I'm going to do is start from blank app. And if I go to the content and click on data sources,
mm-hmm.
I can add new data sources. I already have pre-existing ones, but to see the flow, you click on add data source, and it shows you the list of available connections. Right? Now, you can have some things that are already connected, or you can say, hey, go ahead and connect to a new connection. One of the connections that we have is the Face API. Let me quickly scroll down. We have a whole bunch of connectors, and more of them are coming.
Probably above Facebook.
Yes, thank you. What you would do is you would enter an API key. This is specific to Cognitive Services. You can go ahead and try sign up for a trial version. I already have one here. So let me copy the key and paste it here and say connect.
Okay.
Right. What it's doing is it's connecting to our connector and establishing a connection to the Cognitive Services. And all of the Cognitive Services APIs are now available within Power Apps.
Okay, so using that API key, there's now an instance of a connection, and then that opens up a whole world of APIs for you to call.
That's right.
All right.
So now I have a face API. And what I also want to do is I want to add a camera control so I can capture an image to see where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go ahead and just copy-paste some of the control just to speed up the demo.
Okay.
I'll paste it here.
These are controls you'd ordinarily just kind of drag in from the toolbar and insert yourself.
Exactly. So if I were to go to insert,
Media,
you can see the camera control, the image control.
Gotcha.
But here's a nifty thing that I did.
It's so cool, by the way, that it's live. You know
it
what
is.
I mean? Like, that's the thing that's so cool about Power Apps is that anyone can make one of these. Any business user who feels comfortable in Word or Excel can
yes.
make themselves
an yes. app. Yes. And you don't have to code, like, you know, program and then get this working. So that's really cool. Now, in the camera control, here's what I did. Let me slide this down. I have what is called a visible property that tells me, hey, when should I show this camera? And I've
mm-hmm.
defined a variable called hide cam.
Okay.
So I don't want this available all the time. You click take a picture, you don't want to see your camera running all the time.
True.
So if I were to click, what comes up here is another control. It's the image control. And if you look at the property of the visibility here, I've actually flipped it, saying that, hey, when you're taking a picture, show the image. When you're not taking the picture, hide the image control and show the camera back.
So was there a click event on the camera where you flipped that Boolean?
Great question. So let's go back. Now this is my camera.
Right.
And if you look at the on select of the camera, that's exactly what I do. I say, hey, now it's the time to hide the camera. And I've set the property to true.
Right, and this looks a lot like, these formulas here look a lot like Excel. Like, I don't think it
totally.
Would be hard to teach this.
Yes, yes. You can define variables, tie them together with expressions, call functions, and build richer and richer expressions like Excel.
Nice.
So I have that in place, and what I also did is I added three buttons. The first one, obviously, to do a retake. Let me go in full screen. So this is a retake. I'm just resetting the variable so I can get back to the camera mode.
Okay.
I also have an upload functionality. So what I'm doing is I'm taking this image and I'm uploading it to my Azure Blob Store.
Okay.
So there's no inbuilt image upload API. So what I did was I went to Visual Studio and created a simple application it's a web app. It's an ASP.NET application that emits a Swagger, and you can upload your image object to it, and then it writes the data to a blob store.
So all it does is it catches the post of the image, puts it in blob storage. And then when you said Swagger, that is the interface language that we speak to make sure that that API is readable by Power Apps.
Yes, exactly. And we have a Pratap from our team has done a fantastic job in writing a blog post for it. It's right here. It details out what are the steps that need to be done. This blog post is available on powerapps.com. There's also a GitHub project where you can get started with this.
It's actually quite easy, in fact. It would also be interesting to see if one could do something like that with like Azure Functions, if Azure Functions could speak Swagger. That'd be kind of cool.
Totally. So that's the next part. So once you're into the Power Apps function, you can go to you can go to portal.azure.com and you can write your own custom Azure functions. And once you have the functions, let me quickly bring this up.
I was just guessing that. Is that something that you actually already did?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Great minds. That literally just came to me.
So here's what I did. So I coded my Azure function. Azure functions.
That's so cool.
All it does is, right now it emits a random number. That's my C-sharp way of encapsulating the face core.
Yeah, sure.
But what I have here is I've taken that Azure functions and I've drafted it as a Swagger file. Get image score is my function. Mm-hmm. I have a path to the API. I pass my code keys and all it returns is a confidence score for that particular image. Right. And it's pretty easy to add custom functions. Let's park this app for a minute. If you were to go into your portal, tip one is our internal system, but if you were to go to web.powerapps.com, you can see the list of connections that are available. And you also get an opportunity to upload custom connections.
And those connections are available to anyone in the organization who is able to make Power Apps?
Correct. Once you start sharing connections, sharing apps, it'll be available to everyone in your org. So let's click on connections. You can click on new connection. And once you see the list of connections, you'll have the opportunity to add a custom connection to this list.
Mm-hmm.
You see standard and custom. I need custom in this case. Notice I have a bunch of options. The image upload API was the one I got from my ASP.NET application.
Right.
The Azure function scheduling was the custom API that I developed. So let me say it's a new custom API. And this is my face core Azure function, and
that's really convenient. And you just wrote the Swagger very easily.
Yep. I upload my Swagger. I can add an icon and then say this is an Azure function to get a face score. Right. This takes a while. While it's uploading, you can also set authentication. While it's uploading, let's go back to our app and then finish it up.
All right.
Right. Remember earlier we mentioned that we have a Face API that's available from Cognitive Service that was also a custom API.
Right.
Now, the onSelect function for the same button, now what I've done is I've said, hey, now call the Face API and detect the image that was available from the upload. And then what are the parameters that you require? You require the face ID that's specific to Cognitive Services, and what are the attributes you need? You need age, gender, smile, glasses, whatever Cognitive Services exposes, right?
Right.
You could have that. And for reference, you could always go to Cognitive Services, look up their API and the parameters to see, hey, what's the input and the output. So I have that wired up in this view. And this has a couple of things. I also have a title, which is calling a standard Office 365 API. I have camera control. I have an upload that goes to my ASP.NET application. Now I have my face scan, which is going to my Cognitive Services.
Okay.
So let's try this out, right?
And then do you bind the results of that to the bottom part of the of the page?
So what I do is, if you look at my onSelect function of the scan, I collect all the result details in a variable called scan. That's my table. It can be one or more person's faces. If it's a group photo, there can be more than one.
Sure.
And what I do is I add a gallery. A gallery can have a list of items. Each entry can have multiple texts, and I have the fields for collecting the gender, the age, the smile. The smile is not a variable here because it's a score.
Boolean.
It's a score between 0 and 1.
Oh,
person
wow.
who's not smiling to person who's smiling, and there's a range
and
between.
All the range in between.
So I've mapped it to a slider control. So it says, hey, what's
That's
the
cool.
range of smile?
That's really cool.
Now, whether you're wearing glasses and so on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
could have more than one faces. So let's give it a shot.
Oh, yeah, we have to try this. Go ahead, and then I'll jump over there.
Sure. So this is my first image. That's me with the picture. Notice that the streaming camera went away, and it's just
yeah.
the photo.
Right.
I'm going to upload this. So this is going into my Azure storage. It's
okay.
the blob. Once I've done that, I'll say, scan the face. And there you go.
You're 27.4.
Well, I'm happy. You know, that was one of the things. That it just works, and it tells me I'm close, right?
I'm probably not going to be 27.4. It's all good though, okay. And then I scan the face.
Yep. There you go.
Oh,
you're also smiling.
You've ruined
no glass.
It. 47. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is whatever cognitive services is reporting,
well,
right?
Well, so yeah, clearly.
They probably have to tweak.
We can't publish this episode of Azure Friday now because it made me a 50 years old. That's really cool. I'm imagining people could build their own apps. Real estate agents could
yeah.
create apps
yeah.
for tour. I mean, there's so
yeah.
much
yeah.
you can do with Power
yeah.
Apps.
You want to try both of us standing? That will be.
Oh, well, let's see us
we could do that too. Like,
let's do that real quick.
I haven't tried this, so this is really a live demo. So
maybe there you go.
Do
below
this.
Below the lights. That's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay.
So that's us. Do the upload.
Okay. And of course, you plugged it into Azure, but it could have been plugged into a CRM or
yep.
your own, if FTP or
right.
whatever makes you happy.
So there's like two males, whatever the
so
age.
So now I'm 34.
Yeah.
Or is that you?
Oh, that's.
Oh, no, I'm smiling. And oh, no.
Both of us are smiling.
I think I'm still 47. That sounds like it's really easy to extend this. You
yeah.
can, and you can write these, anything that makes Swagger can be a web API that can be called
that's right.
from Power Apps.
You can call Azure Functions, custom APIs that are already published by third parties. Standard functions that are already available, it's in a whole richness, right? You can build
mm-hmm.
your app. And this is cross-platform. You could pull your iOS, Android, and we released a Windows Phone app as well, like weeks ago. Like,
mm-hmm.
And now you can start running in all three platforms.
So you just made a phone app that does real work that I could then publish out to any kind of phone there is, or Windows or whatever.
Yes. And you can use this to, let's say, it might be your login screen where you scan people using a predefined database. It might be a kiosk app where you have preferences set. I mean, the options are limitless. You can extend from here and then go forward.
Very exciting. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you, Scott.
We're learning all about how to extend Power Apps here on Azure Friday.